KFI, Kansas City Community Radio. My name is Elaine McMillan. On today's show, we are broadcasting during the KKFI Winter Pledge Drive. The volunteers for Eco Radio KC have created a show that features clips from shows we have done this year. Tune in and you might hear someone you know. We hope to get you thinking about the valuable service and entertainment you get each week when you listen to Eco Radio KC. But first, the environmental news for the week of February 10, 2020. Democracy Now! Reports, in Brazil, far-right President Bolsonaro introduced a bill that would clear the way for mining, agriculture, and oil and gas extraction on indigenous lands. More than 100 climate activists with the environmental group Greenpeace forced oil and gas giant BP to temporarily shut down its headquarters in London. Greenpeace attempted to install 500 solar panels in front of the BP building and chained themselves to oil barrels they placed to block the building's entrances. At least 9 people were arrested in the demonstration protesting BP's role in fueling the climate crisis. A magnitude 5.0 earthquake rattled Puerto Rico as residents are still recovering from a magnitude 6.4 earthquake a month ago that destroyed homes, left 300,000 people without water, and knocked out the power for two-thirds of the island. Puerto Rico has had over 11 earthquakes during 2020. Canada's Federal Court of Appeal has dismissed a challenge to the Trans Mountain oil pipeline brought by 4 Indigenous groups. The ruling greenlights the construction of the project, which will triple the pipeline's capacity to as much as 890,000 barrels of oil per day. After the court decision, Canadian federal police raided the protest camps of Indigenous land defenders who have been blocking the construction of the pipeline for months. Several Indigenous activists were arrested as the police enforced a court injunction to remove the activists fighting the construction of TransCanada's 400-mile-long coastal gas link pipeline. Union of Concerned Scientists reports, the U.S. Navy has dismantled its task force on climate change, which was designed to use the best available science to prepare naval leadership for global shifts in sea levels, melting ice sheets, and ocean temperatures. The task force was shut down without a public announcement, and climate change science and information has been scrubbed from the department's website. Kansas Chamber Capital Insider reports, a preemption bill to prohibit all plastic bag ban ordinances from any local municipality will be introduced to the Kansas legislature this week. And now, our show.
All right. Here we are, everybody, with Eco Radio today. We have a special edition, and we need your attention. Today, we're going to be talking to you about all the great things that Eco Radio does for you. We don't usually toot our own horn here, at least not enough, but really, we're an incredible asset, and we want you to recognize that. So, we're going to talk a little bit, each of us, having each of us from Eco Radio. Sans Richard. Richard didn't get to make it in. He was down at Wealth Day today in Topeka, so he's doing the good work, fighting the good fight, and so he's not going to be represented on air tonight, but we'll represent him all we can and do our best to make him sound good here.
So introduce yourself, Dave.
Yeah. So my name is Dave Benefreeling, and I've been doing Eco Radio for a full year, maybe about 16 months. And before that, I was a guest on here a few times in various capacities, guest host and some other things. And I love Eco Radio. And let's go around the room here. Who else is here with me?
Okay, I'm Craig Lubo, and thank you for joining us. I started here in 2014, I think, is when I started Eco Radio.
Excellent.
And it's definitely worth supporting. Just I'll mention one of the shows I did that I thought was really good. Had Dr. Helen Caldicott on from Australia.
Wow.
By phone, of course.
Yeah, so one of the most influential nuclear disarmament advocates.
Correct.
In the world.
And
yeah,
so I had her on, and after the other talk later, I'll mention a couple other shows I did that I was real proud of.
Nice.
Our goal is to educate the community, make you aware of the environmental issues, and then it's up to you what you want to do. You can take that knowledge and go out and protect the environment or not protect, whatever you choose to do.
Yeah, and just on that note, let's go ahead and hit it right now. Why we're talking about this stuff is this is the KKFI Pledge Drive, and you are you have a special opportunity to put your ideas forward and put the earth forward and put the environment and clean air and water and land forward and put it at the top of the list of important things in 2020. And you can call 888-931-0901 to pledge. We've got a bunch of people in the room and they want to hear from you. They are our volunteers, and it's wonderful to see them tonight. Thank you so much, volunteers, for being here for us. And you need to call them at 888-931-0901 now. You could also go to kkfi.org, but really calling 888-931-0901 will encourage us to do more interesting. We've got a lot of interesting stuff lined up today, but we're going to wait to even talk about any more of it because we really want to just hear that you guys are pledging.
So. And after Terry and Brent introduce themselves, I'll go through the thank you gifts that are available.
So my name's Terry Wilkie, and I encourage everyone to call 888-931-0901, or you can go online at kkfi.org. Giving money to KKFI is a curious exercise. You can hear KKFI for absolutely nothing in your car radio, your home radio, on your smart speaker. But if you we're operating on listener support. It is your money that makes us able to bring you this show. So we need your money. We're going to spend it. It'll be the most effective dollar you spent today. So call us now. Brent, what do you think?
Well, this is Brent Ragsdale. I'm the newest member of the Eco Radio KC team here at KKFI. This is an amazing resource for our community. This radio station has been going strong for, what, 20 years now that we've been on the air?
30 years,
yes. On the air.
Over 30 years.
Over year, 30 years on the air. And we are predominantly volunteer-led. Our whole team are volunteers. And so we are putting a lot of effort in to go out, go to different events, get some recordings, bring them back and share them, get people that are doing environmentally good work here in Kansas City, get them on so you can learn some things and give them a call when we have live studio guests. And we just really want to get more people involved with supporting. If the earth and the environment is an issue for you or a passion for you, we need to hear from you today. And again, our number, 888-931-0901.
All right, I don't see any calls happening yet, and we will have a goal of $500 tonight, and we want to hit it. So we really want to hear your calls coming in. We want to see some people holding up signs saying, hey, this person's name, and we'll announce your name on the air. We're really looking forward to that. 888-931-0901 is the number to call to support environmental broadcasting. We are the only environmental radio program coming out of Kansas City, and one of the few programs in this country doing environmental reporting on the radio. So it's a very rare thing, and we're all volunteers doing this, spending hours each week to you know, put these ideas forward towards you and try to help out all we can. So help us out by supporting the station and keeping the radio waves flowing out towards you and important ideas coming to you with the news that Terry does each week. And important calendar events that she works on. Thanks, Terry, for all that. We really appreciate it. And all the great programming that the rest of us put together. Brent's got his kind of look into the future and trying to get us some great new technology reporting or different kinds of advancements.
Yeah. Energy stuff is what I'm really interested
energy
in.
Energy stuff. And Craig is down with the Sierra Club and all kinds of other important legal things that are going on. And he's kind of on that beat. And
Dave is here every week running the board since
and
you're
I'm,
the one
I'm on the board and I like agriculture food. I like food. I'm all about food and those are my main topics that I like to try to focus on as much as possible. And just hope. Hope is also a big idea. And Richard is down with diversity and environmental justice, which are very big issues for us. In fact, that's one of the topics we may play some clips from today. But really, I'm putting off putting clips on until I know that people are calling in, because we're just going to keep pounding this 888-931-0901 until we see that some people are calling in. So some of the things that we did want to talk about today that I think are important is just some of the great leadership that's out there in the world. And we're going to talk about that through the vehicle of what's called the Presidential Medal of Freedom. So there's an award that's given out to people who have certain characteristics. And Terry found these characteristics online for us. It's on our Facebook page. If you want to go to our Eco Radio KC Facebook page, you can vote.
You know, that's a good idea. They can just hit the donate button
from there, from that page. There's a donate button there on that page, so you can donate from there and let us know that you care. And also, while you're there, you can, and we'll announce it on the air if you do that during the show, you can get your vote for who you think should win the Presidential Medal of Freedom. So the Presidential Medal of Freedom is awarded by the President of the United States for especially meritorious contributions to the security or national interest of the U.S., or world peace, or cultural or other significant public or private endeavors. And so they're selected by the President or recommendation to them. And so we really want to put some names out there of great people, maybe people we don't know about, right? And you might teach us some great leaders, especially related to the environment and ecological consciousness.
I took your prompt, Dave, and I was looking on my computer this afternoon, and I see the state of Oregon gives an environmental award to legislators in Oregon who show good environmental work. Mm-hmm. And I think that would be great if it were done in Kansas and Missouri. Yeah. It would just be fabulous. It would be great if it were done in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And you guys could nominate Eco Radio KC.
Please.
I'm just saying.
We're pitching.
And so here I would nominate Al Gore. I'm going to tell you what, people. You can go to algore.com today. And the man has said good, smart things about the environment as recently as a few weeks ago.
And as far back, let me just throw in, as far back as, I would say, 1987? He was running for president in 88. I had a sticker on this bookshelf. I still have this bookshelf that's Gore 88, I believe it is. And, yeah, it's 88. And I, back then, was interested in environmental issues, and I got this sticker, and I'm like, Gore, yeah. You know, my family was like, ooh, we don't like him. But he's been in, and it was because of his environmental, his advocacy in environmental
I took
issues.
A look at the UN gives a climate award, and they give it to businesses. Patagonia got the 2019 Environmental Award, and the idea is 70% of the products that they make are made from recycled materials.
Wow, that's pretty good.
And then they give money to environmental endeavors. They take a percent of their profit and give it to environmental endeavors. And then, of course, they make themselves completely energy efficient in their offices and their production places. So that's very, very smart. And we could have businesses in Kansas City that operate like that.
Heck yeah.
Imagine you could take in your own coffee cup. Well, you can do that at places Kansas City. And so,
And in terms of people who have won this award before, Rachel Carson has already won an award, so we don't have to nominate her for one of these because she's already won. But not a lot of environmentalists have won this before in the past, so the list is pretty slim on people looking out for our environmental health. So, any other out of you guys? You guys got any?
I'm going to say one that would be environmental that a lot of people probably haven't heard of, though, but I had him on as a guest the first year. And that's Dr. Alan Weisman, who wrote the book Countdown and brought up and dealt with the population issues and sustainability relating to population. And that's an issue, part of the environment, that I feel like doesn't get nearly enough attention. I personally don't see how you can ever hope to control climate change if you don't do something about the population.
Yeah, I think that's a really good one. I like the Helen Caldicott. That's a pretty good one too. That would be in terms of saving the world from environmental destruction, possibly more than anyone else. She's been a huge advocate politically and just in terms of consciousness raising, and so I think she's a pretty great one too. So,
and I'm drawing a blank on the lady from India. You know who I'm talking about?
I do. I know exactly. I saw her speak 3 years ago here. Whenever someone says I'm drawing a blank on something, my brain draws a blank. My brain just clears completely. But I do know exactly who you're talking about. And so if you know who we're talking about, advocate mostly against... No, not her. She's dealt a lot with genetic engineering and about issues of... basically looking out for environmental health in working class, or like world, I guess, third world, what's referred to as third world people.
Maybe one of my Sierra Club friends will remember the name and call in.
Yeah, or post it on our Facebook. Post it on our Facebook. We'd prefer that tonight because we're kind of busy here in the studio. We got a lot of calls to deal with, and we're waiting on your phone calls at 888-931-0901. We're going to hear just a couple quick announcements, and then we are going to be back with possibly some recorded stuff. I think we'll go ahead and dive into some recorded. I think it's good to get right into something very present and something that happened today. It's a wealth day, so we'll come back and intro that and hopefully announce your name on the air for where you're calling into the station. For the pledge line, I see that someone's calling in, but instead, please call 888-931-0901 because we're probably not going to put you on the air tonight. So again, if you're calling in, call 888-931-0901. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
KKFI is the Kansas City area's independent, non-commercial community radio station. We seek to stimulate, educate, and entertain our audience to reflect the diversity of the local and world community, and to provide a channel for individuals and groups, issues and music that have been overlooked, suppressed, or underrepresented by other media. Interested in volunteering? Contact 816-994-7864 or go online at kkfi.org and click the volunteer tab. Thank you for listening to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Ebony's Bones is a kitchen table conversation that explores the souls of Black folk as we decolonize and question everything that we've been told to believe. Tune in this Thursday, February 13th at 7 p.m. and have a seat at the table.
All right, we're back, and this is the KKFI Pledge Drive. You can call 888-931. That's 931-0901 to contribute to the station. We are currently in our Pledge Drive, and we await your calls in order to get back into regular programming. Right now, we are going to hear a brief clip from something that happened today, just so you can get a taste of the kind of programming we do here, and then you'll say, darn it, I want to support that. People need to hear that. This is the only place where you can hear that in Kansas City. I'm going to call 888-931-0901 now.
Let me jump in too, Dave. So I think we conceived of this fund drive show this year. Instead of getting a ringer to help us pitch, we decided that we would kind of look at the groups that we have on a lot and the kind of the environmentally conscious people in the area that we think are our core constituents. And one of those events with our kind of core people happened today in the Kansas State House. It was called Wealth Day. That was put on by the Climate and Energy Project. Dorothy Barnett and her people have been on the show quite a few times. Also, another host of Wealth Day is the Sierra Club. Zach Pastora is the Kansas rep at the State House from the Sierra Club. He was also instrumental in Wealth Day. Richard was there. I was there. Richard was tabling with the NAACP from Kansas City, Kansas. And also, Richard made a great presentation. Probably not many people know, but we had the first hearing in the Kansas State House today on climate change. Not too long ago, climate change was never spoken in those halls, and so it was quite a good day. We have a little bit of hot off the press audio that I recorded this morning. What we're going to play is about a minute of the briefing in the morning that was given by Paul Johnson from the Kansas Rural Center. Paul's another person that's been on, and that's another group that we've highlighted and supported, and they've supported us. So we're going to play just a little excerpt from his talk. I will tell you that we got a lot of good audio, so in the upcoming weeks we're going to have a lot more from Wealth Day, including what Richard had to say and probably that whole hearing eventually. But Dave, let's go ahead and hear that clip.
So part of what I'm saying is I don't think there's going to be a lot of substantive bills passed this year. And so, advocates like the Sierra Club and the Rural Center and, Climate Energy and other folks, I mean, we have to get down in the details of what's happening with the budget. You know, can we find money for the state water plan at this point? Can we find money for, the Rural Center would like to see some local food extension agents and local food ag marketing people, Department of Ag. I could get into that at this point. Let me say quickly that a good piece of news that we saw last week and information coming out is that in 2018, Kansas's use of renewable energy hit 36.3% of all the electricity generated in our state came from renewable sources. We saw the first wind farm built in Kansas in 2003. We have about almost 40 wind farms at this point. They're continuing to expand. A substantive issue that's coming now, the governor issued an executive reorganization order about a week, 10 days ago, to take the energy office, which has just been a lost soul under the Kansas Corporation Commission, which regulates utilities, to make it an independent office and give it to them. Kansas has not had a state energy plan for 25 years at this point. And we have not asked our utilities that come in for rate cases, with all of us being captive ratepayers and stuck in, working with privately owned public monopolies, to understand.
All right. So we want to tell you a little bit about the gifts that you can get if you call in and pledge. First one is for $90 or a $7.50 monthly, a KKFI baseball cap. The second one, for $120 one time or $10 monthly, is a KKFI insulated water bottle. The third option, for $150 one time or $12.50 a month, is a guest DJ certificate. And that's where you get to come in and basically help host a music show, select the music. The fourth one, which is an alternative to that, also $150 one time or $12.50 monthly, is a pair of tickets to the Blues Kitchen live at BB's on April 25th. And then finally, for $250 one time or $20 monthly, is a combo package where you get the cap, the bottle, and the guest DJ. So we have a lot of exciting guests to is our way of saying thank you, and hopefully that will motivate you to go to the phone and call. It's 888-931-0901. Again, that's 888-931-0901, and you can also pledge by going online at kkfi.org.
All right, thank you very much, Craig, and that's great gifts that we have this year, fun stuff that we have to offer. I like that hat. It's a very cool hat. And the bottle is just like a bottle that I believe I got Brent, did you get one of those bottles too from the farm school?
Yeah, Kansas City Farm School.
Kansas City Farm School. One of the people who we've highlighted. We highlighted about 13 months ago here on Eco Radio, and due to our advocacy and also the work that Brent and I do out there, we've gotten bottles for our volunteerism there, and it's a great bottle. It's really the best. I think it's the best water bottle I've ever had, just in general. It's a very nice water bottle.
Yeah,
it's got a little wood top and a nice handle. Holds up real well.
And this one from KKFI looks to be
the exact same model. Thing. Yeah,
you
it's
can
the
be
same
a
model,
member so. Of the club, right?
There you go.
Please, yeah, join the club. And
it's
white. It's
clear,
a sexy
yeah.
little bottle. It's real cute. So yeah, I'd recommend. I think that's a great move to call 888-931-0901
for a bottle.
We've had
only one call so far this hour. Thank you, Elaine Giesel, for your generous contribution. And Elaine, who's a former programmer for Eco Radio KC, has thrown everyone down, and she will match anyone's contribution up to $100. So you don't have to give $100, but if 10 people called with $10, and Elaine would double that money, you call and say 10, it would be like $20 to KKFI, and it's the most effective use of your $10 bill today, I'm going to tell you. We use money very efficiently around here. None of us are being paid. We're volunteers. So we're spending the money on the electric bill to broadcast. And we like to have events. So surprise us and call us now, 888-931-0901. Or you can go online at kkfi.org.
Yeah, a point that I want to make, too, is that not only are we sharing information with our tribe, the people in the area that are really interested and passionate about the environment, but we're also reaching a lot of people in their cars that are just tuning in, want to hear something interesting, and we provide a lot that way. But another thing that we provide, and all of the shows at KKFI can be accessed off of kkfi.org, as a podcast. So immediately following our broadcast, a half an hour later, we have the show up that you can download. So if you're in your car and you really are liking what you heard but would want to hear the beginning, then go look us up.
Well, I trust everyone who's been on Eco Radio is aware you can go to the Eco Radio KC KKFI page, and you can download that hour of
yeah.
radio you're on.
Or just stream
on.
It. Stream mm-hmm. it live, either
yes.
one. Yeah. And talking about reaching out to other people, I'm going to play just another clip, and then we're going to be back with the Champions Challenge in just about 3 minutes. And this clip is from Whitney Tome, and she works with an organization doing research on getting diversity in the environmental movement. And so she did is part of this study called the Green 2.0 study. And so we're going to hear just a bit about their suggestions for how to increase diversity in environmental organizations. This is the kind of thing that a lot of people aren't talking about. It's the kind of thing that we talk about here just because we think it's important, and it's an important issue to get on the ground and get people active about. So let's check this out, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes. What do you feel like are some measures that groups can take to increase diversity in the workplace?
So there are a few things that I think people can do. One is really review their hiring practices. You know, really take a strong look at how you recruit, from where you recruit, and also all stages of your interview and sourcing process. You know, how do you reach out to people and candidates? How do you build your pool? But also looking at the people you currently have in-house, and are you providing really great opportunities for promotion and retention for them? And growing them. The other thing is, like, take, you know, almost a step back and say, you know, what and why is diversity, equity, inclusion, and or justice important to you as an organization? And this means organization-wide. You know, being very clear as an institution why this matters, why it's mission critical. And then determining how then your culture, again, your hiring practices, everything you do is being impacted by either gender, race, sexual orientation, the whole nine yards. and look if it's having disparate impacts on different kinds of people just simply because of who they are. And if organizations can start there, they can really grow and develop into truly just and equitable institutions if they make that part of the core. But it really has to be led by leadership. You know, your CEO, your president, your COO, those people in sort of the senior leadership team need to be bought in and need to care about this. And you need to have a board who's willing to back you up on this and wants to engage in that same learning journey that the whole organization is undertaking.
Hey, everyone. This is Bill Sundahl again telling you it is time for a Champions Challenge. That's right. Right now is the best time you can call and donate or go online and donate. Support KKFI and get your donation doubled right now. So the host will tell you all about who the champion is and how much they're thrown down on the table that they're willing to match. And, of course, how long the time frame you have to get that done. So it's a perfect time to support KKFI, your community radio station. It truly is your station. We are working very hard around here to honor that and make sure that we are the type of station that you're willing to support, that you value what we do and why we do it, and that we can remain independent, and this is how we do it. So it's a perfect time to double your support right now. So that information we still need is how much is the champions match, and how long do we have to make it happen, and who's that champion?
Our champion for this hour is Greg Schwartz, and we appreciate Greg for his $100 match that he'll be providing if you donate in the next 7 minutes to kkfi.org or calling 888-931-0901 and contributing to KKFI in whatever comfortable way you please, either through maybe a monthly giving you can give, so you can set it up so you'll just not even have to think about it. You just talk to the people on the phone lines at 888-931-0901 and get that taken out monthly. And for those kinds of things, you oftentimes can get one of our prizes, one of our gifts. And so you can go to, you know, the Blues Kitchen live event on April 25th at BB's. Sounds like fun for $12.50 monthly. And that's limited amount of tickets on that. It says only 50 pairs, but I bet a lot of those are gone because that's a popular event.
I think those tickets are $12 a month. Is that true?
That's right. That's right. But normally, you know,
$12.50 a month.
He puts together an incredible show for events like that. So Junebug, he knows how to get the good blues artists in.
Don't forget the guest DJ. And so you can be on KKFI as a guest DJ. And that's a $150 one-time pledge or $10 a month on your credit card. Call us now, 888-931-0901. I'm a sustained giver, and I don't even, well, in the first place, if you've never given money to KKFI, wait until you do. It's the most astonishing, good-hearted feeling. But once you do that, you don't even notice this nominal amount of money that comes out. I spend that much money on the newspaper, and I get information from the newspaper, but you get information and entertainment from
KKFI.
That's right.
So it feels good. It feels good more than anything. That's really my whole reason for doing this, doing the show. I feel like I'm doing something. I'm accomplishing something. So make me feel like I'm accomplishing something by telling us that you're listening and supporting the show. I'll feel good anyway because I know I'm doing it. I hear people talking about listening to the show, and people talk to me about it. And when we have guests on, you know, their friends listen and their constituencies listen, and they get great press out of it. It's a great opportunity for them. So that makes me feel good that I'm putting out great ideas out onto the airwaves and getting it out on a podcast at kkfi.org. But really, it feels good to do this when we've contributed. A lot of times my wife contributes when I give these pitches. And at first I'm like, oh man, well, you didn't have to do, you know, that's so nice. You didn't have, but then, I look back and I feel good. I feel really good that happened. Because, you know, it's a cause I feel is really great. There's a lot of great shows on KKFI and including this one. I feel good about this show.
We're in a hard spot because people can hear us absolutely for free. But if you pay, if you give a nominal amount every month, you're part of the KKFI family, and we can be even greater in our ability to educate, inform, to have you and organizations that you're aware of on the radio. So call us now.
It feels good.
888-931-0901.
It doubles. It doubles right now.
We
so
have
your,
a thank you. We
your
have a
money
thank you,
will
Dave.
Be. Well, we have a thank you to let people
how
know.
How prescient you were, Dave. My wife, Patty Ragsdale, from
Oh, sweet. See, I hit her soft spot there.
Called in a pledge.
Excellent, excellent. All right. You got three more minutes for this to be doubled or matched
or
by Greg Schwartz.
Since Elaine threw
thrown down also a match. So she won't. This money won't come to us unless you call now at 888-931-0901.
Go ahead.
And
go ahead,
I want to point out, I have a lot of people periodically that will ask me what the difference is between us and public radio. And there's a huge difference because in community radio, we do not take large corporate contributions. We take individual contributions in small businesses.
We're listener supported.
Right.
Yes.
Whereas the public radio, they take billions of dollars, or at least millions, from large corporations, and that kind of interferes with their independence to feature, to be honest and open and disclose things.
Yeah. And we're building community.
I've donated to NPR before. I'm just going to put that out there. I didn't feel good. I didn't feel good afterwards. But when I donate to KKFI, I feel great about it. So you have a limited time, guys. There's just 1 minute left for this to be matched. These $200 donations that have been set up to come, we're going to get closer to our $500 goal here if you call, and it won't happen if you don't call. We need this money to be matched.
I hear
so
one
call.
Phone ringing. We have three phones. Call us now.
We've got plenty of airwaves on there.
888-931-0901.
So I have something I brought up on my phone. What you can be a part of if you contribute or volunteer at KKFI, being a part of a bigger Kansas City community, but this is our mission, to stimulate, educate, and entertain our audience, reflect the diversity of the local and world community, and to provide a channel for individuals and groups, issues and music that have been overlooked, suppressed, or underrepresented by other media. Call in and be a part of that. It's a good thing.
Indeed. We're going to hear a couple things in a couple minutes, in a few seconds. But first, you got 10 seconds to call. So if you're not calling right now, get on the phone, 888-931-0901. We're going to let you know in about 3 minutes whether or not those funds are going to come our way from our friends Greg and Elaine. So Greg and Elaine, thank you so much for being matching givers. And everybody else who's calling in, thank you so much, and we'd love to let the folks out there know how good you are and help you feel even better for your giving by announcing that you're awesome people on the air. So we're going to hear real quick a couple little clips. One is from Anna Porzankowski, which was done at the Prairie Festival, and we're going to hear just a bit about really it's a nice metaphor to kind of help us feel good about the work that we do and how we're contributing to things. And then we're also going to hear a brief clip from another program that we had this year on the air, and that's it was about the Extinction Rebellion, a clip from Gail Bradbrook, a scientist. So we're going to hear those clips just to kind of inspire you. You can still make calls, and it's not going to be matched, but it's going to be appreciated. 888-931-0901.
But when I start to get overwhelmed or things seem truly bleak, I have found it helpful to remember an old Jewish principle or metaphor that the world is like a big tapestry or blanket that is constantly fraying. And while we don't have the responsibility of solving all the problems on our own, we do have a responsibility of mending the fraying in our corner. And sometimes that fraying looks like silence. or fear. And so talk, connect to others in your corner. Let's face the facts and the fears head on. And yes, if needed, let's grieve together for the state of things. And let's move forward from fear to courage and action. I think that's a good vision. And I think it's important to visualize that world you want.
What we're doing is based in science, actually. It's in social science, how things change. Lobbying your MP, signing petitions, going on marches, it helps raise the issue, but you need an active confrontation when you want to see change. It can be beautiful, it can be peaceful, it can be respectful, but that's what's necessary and that's what takes change to happen. And people celebrate rebellions and civil disobedience from the past, and they say, wasn't it wonderful, Martin Luther King and the suffragettes? But when it's today, they go, oh my goodness, you know, you're inconvenienced in Londoners. And I do apologise, it's not cool to do that to people. This form of change is necessary and works, and you must be part of it. You don't actually need everybody to get involved in an active rebellion. You need up to 3.4% of the population. And you don't need people to like you, but you need them to be having the conversation. And that's what happens when you create disruption. So here's Greta Thunberg saying, you only talk about moving forwards with the same bad ideas that got us into this mess. The government's announced net zero by 2050, way too long in the future, and a very unjust thing to do. So we are calling on a rebellion. Let's get on the streets together. It needs all of us, folks.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lazowitz, and this is Climate Connections. In hospitals, schools, and homes, people depend on nurses and listen to their advice.
For 17 years in a row, we've been the Gallup poll's most trusted profession.
That's Phyllis Ide, Associate Professor of Nursing at Washington State University. She says nurses are well-positioned to help people understand how climate change threatens their health. For example, the risk of heat stroke and asthma will grow as the climate warms. She says nurses can also encourage patients to take precautions.
How can you help your clients understand where they can go for resources, whether it's a cooling center, whether it's information on how, if they're low income, maybe there are organizations that can help them climate-proof their homes?
But to share information, nurses first need to be fully informed. So Ide says nursing schools should include climate change in their curriculums. She says the profession has a responsibility to educate patients and push for programs to protect public health. For example, nurses can advocate for cooling centers and programs to check on the elderly during weather emergencies.
That's part of our identity as a profession, to really advocate for those vulnerable people.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. Learn more at yaleclimateconnections.org.
Every Tuesday from 6 to 6:30 p.m., Radioactive Magazine, a locally produced public affairs program, spotlights individuals and organizations in our community that deal with ideas and issues of social and political significance, such as climate change, racial and gender inequality, pay inequity, and much, much more. That's Radioactive Magazine, Tuesdays, 6 to 6:30 p.m., right here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
Looking to get rid of your old car, SUV, or boat? You can donate to KKFI to support your favorite shows. To donate, call 816-931-3122 or visit us online at kkfi.org, and thank you.
All right, we're back, and this is our pledge drive that you've started listening to again, or that we're getting back into, and I just want to remind you that you can support KKFI in so many ways, and they start with you calling 888-931-0901. And we're going to talk about a little clip that we're going to play here in just a moment. So we just heard some clips from previous episodes from this past year. There was Anna Porzankowski, who's talking about how we're all trying to mend this world together, and we each have to just mend our corner. And we also heard from the Extinction Rebellion and how we one great voice of just how we got to rally together and really do some radical things. And you're not going to hear that on NPR, at least not, you know, you might hear a brief clip and then you got to hear the other side. And the other side is always something extremely, you know, ignorant and soul crushing and hopeless. And we're here for giving you hope. We're here to give you some positive ideas of how to fix things.
So if you're just tuning in, this is a show, a radio magazine on KKFI 90.1 FM, Kansas City Community Radio, a show called Eco Radio KC. This week is our fun drive week. We've got 4/5 of the team here pitching, and we wanted to go through and talk about some of the good shows that we've done in the past and kind of give you an idea of the kinds of things that we do. So we do a lot of in-studio and over-the-phone interviews of important and smart people, but we also like to, on occasion, go record what we call an audio tour. And we've had some memorable ones in the last year. Terry did a really great one. You drove all the way to Concordia, Kansas to talk to a company.
Right, to Back At You, a company that makes park benches out of recycled plastics.
Yeah, that was a great one. Dave did one on a permaculture farm. It's been a while ago now, but I thought that was a very interesting, lots of interesting sounds. I did one that we've got a little clip from. This was back in September. It was a tour of the Metropolitan Energy Center's house that's called Project Living Proof, and David Albrecht from the Metropolitan Energy Center gave me a special tour. So let's play a little clip of that.
Now, insulation. People think about energy and keeping the house cool, keeping the house warm, but one thing they don't realize is that insulation keeps the house quiet. We're standing next to the front door, and it's 47th Street right outside. And this is with the door closed. If you listen carefully, you'll hear almost nothing. And that's with the door open.
Yeah, noticeable difference?
Yeah, that's how much difference good, solid insulation in a house can make. It really makes your house quiet.
So did you do the blower door tests and everything when you did this?
Whole nine yards.
Okay. Explain that process.
Yeah. What if you really want to be thorough about this, if you really want to get a top-to-bottom look at how efficient your house is, there are contractors who specialize in this kind of work. Insulation pays for itself in 3 to 4 years.
All right. A little clip from an audio tour we did. And if you have a great idea for a place, a site we should audio tour, then you can contact us at ecoradiokc@gmail.com, and we'd love to highlight great places that are doing great work. And I think that was really fun because you could hear some of the different sound effects of you know, things that are going on. The seal of that well-insulated home was really brought home by that clip. And then, you know, the recycling center that we heard earlier in the year was really awesome. You could hear all the different machinery happening there. So, it's a fun idea. We've got some people to thank, people who have called in. We appreciate you.
Okay, we've got one thank you from George Billamuck of Atchison, Kansas. Thank you, George, for calling in.
Hey, we appreciate you, George. Thank you so much.
And I want to mention, too, when you hear the calendar later, there's an event tomorrow night, and the guy who's speaking, I've had him on our show too, and that's Rick Randolph. So if you want to hear that show, I don't recall the date, but we do have a search box on our website. Just put in his name, Rick Randolph, and it should come up. So you can hear that.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, it's pretty easy to find the previous guests that we have on here. If you just Google Eco Radio KC and the name of the topic, it's just in Google. That's the easiest. That's how I find it a lot of times when I'm looking for old shows. And almost every single one of them is podcast available to listen to at your leisure, whenever you're comfortable.
And also next week, you know, we talked about Elaine Giesel. She called in, gave us a contribution and yeah. challenge, and she is going to be the guest next week with Richard Mabian as the host, talk about water issues.
Excellent. Yeah, just a recap of some water things that have been going on. And she's always just a wealth of knowledge, a great person to call if you got questions. So you can call us next week and find out more about what's bothering you related to the waters. And so there's, this is just a great community, really, this Eco Radio community and all the different, advocacy, the many issues. I mean, we all have got our own little babies and things that are important to us, but really we're all on the same page in terms of staying alive and taking care of each other. And it's great to work with people like that. So, thanks to those who have been contributing. We really, we're gonna do another pitch, here, but, Let's maybe play another clip, just so you can get another taste of some of the great programming that we have here on Eco Radio. I think we're going to play just a brief clip from Paul Hawken. He was on the program earlier this year. He did an interview with Terry and I, and he's a best-selling author and also a business owner and just a leading voice for the environment, in particular related to climate change. And so here he is talking about, he's really responding to my big question. So I asked him, we here at KKFI, we ask the big questions. We challenged Paul, and it's a great one to listen to because you can hear Paul get a little stressed, and it was fun to get a chance to hear, you know, somebody have to really think about things. And so here's just a brief, him trying to puzzle over an important issue, that I presented to him, and then we'll be back.
I've talked to farmers here in Kansas.
And that's the wrong clip. Hold on. So this is community radio. We got to deal with things like that. Give me just another second.
Well, we'll give out that phone number again.
Right. Call us now, 888-931-0901.
Or go to the website, kkfi.org, and there's a donate button on there.
And if you're a KKFI
I just wonder,
regular, you really need one of these hats. It's looking good if you haven't seen it. Just saying.
You can get that hat for $90 one time on your credit card. You can send us cash. You can ask us to bill you. It's $7.50 a month as a sustained giver. And George, I want to thank you again. And that just goes to show you people, we broadcast to Atchison, Kansas. KKFI broadcasts around the world at kkfi.org.
So if you want to make your contribution in yen or pfennig or, you know, anything, we can probably convert it to dollars. I see there's a note on here from that George appreciates KKFI's political programming. Boy, I do too, George, particularly Democracy Now. But, yeah, thanks again for your contribution.
So, yeah, again, the number to call is 888-931-0901. Be like George and put your money towards important things, and we would really appreciate that. Get some prizes, get some gifts. Go to kkfi.org, hit that donate button. So here's a bit of Paul Hawken, and then we're going to be closing out with some other things, a song called Fuel Change, and then we'll get into a Fiesta Musical coming up at 7. But stay tuned here. This is Paul Hawken talking about some things to challenge
Paul
you
Hawken
and your thinking.
Talking. There you go.
Wonder what are some ways to prepare our next generation to be these proactive leaders that we need in a regenerative society?
Well, that's such a big, all-encompassing question, Dave.
Yeah.
I mean, that goes back to our economic system, which basically maximizes money and not people. And the money system then buys off our political system, not so much on a municipal level, but certainly on a national level, which then leads to corruption. It leads to media that disinform people. It leads to people who like being disinformed. It leads to divisions in society. It leads to educational systems that are rather poor. Health systems, we have the most expensive health system in the world, and I think we're number 49 in terms of outcome in the world. I mean, I can go on and on and on. So we have innately in our country now a system that doesn't honor human beings, and it doesn't honor the environment as well. And to me, they're the same thing. And the way out, to me, is actually, I mean, we're the only species that marginalizes its kin, that tells some of its people that they're unneeded and that we have no place for them. I mean, and there's a clue there. We're debasing the environment and people. And it's an inexorable cycle of mutual degeneration that leads to social and climatic destabilization. For not serving the poor, we are not addressing the climate crisis, because the climate crisis is not a science problem. It's a human problem. And you run right to it with your question. This is a human problem. The way we're dealing and relating to each other. And the thing is that the techniques that reverse the climate crisis do exactly address social inequity and injustice. Because they create complex economic systems that have scores of beneficial social outcomes, you know. Not just a few jobs on the farm. I mean, there is tens and hundreds of millions of jobs that are waiting for us that actually regenerate the earth and regenerate the waters, the rivers, the lands, the forests, the oceans. I mean, look how well degeneration is working for us, right? I mean, it's ruining everything, and including social and political stability.
Because of where we live, the pollution coming out of tailpipes gets buried into the kids' lungs. One out of four kids in my community have asked us about this.
About my story, about how we used to have my drink, but for some reason I can't speak and I can't even breathe. The toxins is rocking my lungs and I can't even scream. It feel like I'm popping, this oxygen not allowing me to think. It feel like life is messed up in all different types of ways. It got me inhaling the smoke on highways and freeways, and now I'm feeling like I gotta walk around with masked up, cause this stuff in the air been messing with my asthma. Last year I had to dial it back, cause in PE I almost had an asthma attack. See, it's hard to split these rhythms when there's something in your system hiding, lurking in the children, and you hoping it don't kill them. Yeah, I know that this is crazy, it's true, but if a parent lose their child, you don't know what they gon' do. And it's all because of these big companies making this smog a lot, not realizing what they doing, causing my brain to rot.
Pollution in the skies, we gotta change it. Electrify the minds, we wanna change it. We gotta clear the air, we're gonna change it. We're gonna change it.
See the conditions of the world now, and I swear it's making me nervous. Sometimes I feel like we're being ignored, to know if they do it on purpose. We scream loud for a little love, but I can't really tell if they heard us. All we asking is for clean air, I guess they don't think we deserve it. Please, because where we come from, the children they run, run. They get all on their long lungs. The pollution we taking in every day, we seeing a large effect, right? You got a child and I got a child, we got a child to protect, right? I see the diesel trucks coming in and out of the city, dropping off what they deliver. Air quality even messing up the rain. You see it all in the river. More asthma and cancer, I guess we just say that it's lethal. Just Google particulate matter, it's killing a lot of our people. We just want a chance to live better, love better, we can get better. There's still hope for us all, let's go green for us all. Third Rock Hip Hop, and we trying to feel a change. You'll be doing a lot if you just do what you can.
Pollution in the skies, we gotta change it. Electrify the minds, we wanna change it. We gotta clear the air, we're gonna change it. We're gonna change it, we're gonna change it. Pollution in the skies, we gotta change it. Electrify the minds, we wanna change it. We gotta clear the air, we're gonna change it. Gonna change it, gonna change it.
We are leaders, we strong, can't defeat us. We never back down, cause our planet, yes, she needs.